Jesus wept.
Jesus wept, it says in our sacred story. There he was on the edge of Jerusalem. He had just about made it to his destination. He is at the part of the journey where John Williams would have amazing music ramping up to make sure that every fiber of our being is attentive and prepared for something. That something won't be defined, but the emotions are being awakened and tuned. It's a pivotal time. His disciples and those desperate and committed to God's love surround him, cheering. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. They are pumped and ready. This abundant grace, inclusive ministry, healing power, it's flowing. It has touched them. It has changed them. And it has so, so much potential. And here they are with the one who is making it all real. Here they are about to enter Jerusalem, the last holdout, the seat of power. Here they are about to take this world-rearranging, life-transforming, beautiful love and way of God into a place that is run and acts so differently. They are poised and ready to enter the big stage where it can matter in huge proportions. Who needs John Williams to ramp it up, though? We have Danny and Al and Sarah, the choir, the Holy City, the vision, the hope, the New Jerusalem that will not fade away. Every fiber of our body and spirit being prepared, open, attentive, dreams fulfilled, the hungry fed, the vulnerable with safeguards, healing, peace. Whatever the hurt, fray, despair, fear, whatever, erased, transformed, wholeness and justice on the cusp of becoming. And we are pulled into that hope and that power. It's amazing. And in the mix of all that wonder comes the voice of the religious leaders. Stop. Jesus, get your crowd under control. These ideas that they have, this peace and this wholeness, this inclusion, these are incredibly threatening to the empire and all those who keep working, who are keeping the system going, all those who are keeping the powerful appeased and the lowly in their place. The Pharisees shout back to Jesus, tell the crowd shouting their hope to stop. It's too risky. It's too risky for you, Jesus. And truth be told, it's too risky for many of us also. We are part of the system. And your ideas and this God of yours, Jesus, you want to rearrange it all. It means things will change for us. Some of us won't have the privilege we have now. There is much coming that we won't know or be able to control. There is power that some will relinquish. And Caesar, he won't stand for disruption. He will come after you. Tell them to be quiet. Maintain the status quo. Make nice. It will be better for everyone, at least for the everyones that count. And the vision, the hope, the love, abundant, infinite, active, running up right alongside the fear and resistance. And in that reality, Jesus wept. That's what it says in our sacred story. Jesus, the one of hope, the one of healing, the one who knows, trusts, responds, acts God's dreams and way into being. that one, our Jesus, he wept. He wept because he knew what God was enabling. He had experienced the wonder and transformation that is the way of God. Every fiber of his being and soul was exploding with that holy energy and possibility and future. And he looked out at the city, the crowd, the war horses gathering on the far side of the gate. He looked out and he wept as he realized that the people were not ready to fully embrace God's story, God's love, God's future. He wept as the freedom and hope of grace collided with the resistance of fear and control. He wept and he spoke. It's all here and offered to you. God's love, God's peace, a new way of being. And you aren't going to accept it. You're going to fight it, try to contain it, try to silence it. He wept. So much available, enough to change lives in the world, here with and for you. And Jesus wept. I have wept those same kind of tears, and I can feel them well up again as they did for me in the old city of Jerusalem. I can still feel myself on the edge of the city. The usual hustle and crowds were gone when I was there this time, as those were days when missiles and explosives were being lobbed back and forth between Gaza and Israel. And the absence of the chaos of people gave space to feel the story of the land and the city. Thousands of years of faithful people descending into the city. Thousands of years of prayer. The holy and the sacred filled the air, as did the history and the violent present. The violence, the fractured relationships, the lack of peace. I wept, and I found myself thinking that those tears were perhaps the same kind that Jesus wept. The tears that come as the very real promise and way of God bumps up against the fears and realities of life. The tears that come when we know in our deepest being that we can be open to God's way, and yet our actions, words, behaviors turn us in a different direction. The tears that come as we feel that conflict, that profound conflict of having the life-rearranging gift of God's grace, and we choose instead to do it our way, to rely on cultural values, think security is going to come from walls and weapons. The tears that come when we hear the societal labels of our identity so discordant with our proper names, which are beloved children of the living God. The tears that come when we are fixated on death as the enemy rather than another phase in the mystery and gift of creation. The tears that come as we desperately seek to numb and avoid our pains and fears rather than falling into the love and welcome of God and allowing God to heal and hold us. The tears that come as the uniting embrace of God is stabbed by the jagged, barbed edges of division that we create, division of social status, racial identity, religious tradition, ethnic identity. The tears come. The unsettledness is real. Jesus wept, it says in our sacred story. With full awareness and experience of the very real challenges of life, Jesus wept. Jesus wept not because life is so hard, but because in the reality of life's challenges, we so often take them on by ourselves and don't let God lead, inform, support, and guide. Jesus wept because we are surrounded by infinite grace, love, hope, and promise. But so often we use all of our energy to run from those ways and instead let limits, scarcity, and fear shape our responses. Jesus wept. Jesus wept with pain for what we are missing out on. Jesus knew the life, the abundant life, which is God's vision and offer and gift and presence with all of us. And tears came as he imagined us turning away and trying to figure it out on our own. There he was on the Mount of Olives, surrounded by a cheering crowd of followers, cautioned by concerned leaders, looking out into the seat of power. There he wept, and from there he leaned even more deeply into God and walked right into the holy city, inviting us to come with him. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, comes in the name of the Lord, and stays at our side each and every moment. Amen.